The Central Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, or CIAA, men's and women's basketball tournament is in full swing, with more than 100,000 people expected to pour into the city for the event. The tournament usually generates about $50 million for the local economy, but with the tournament comes parties and events not sanctioned by the CIAA that have sometimes ended in violence and tarnished the tournament's image, something organizers are trying to fix. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
The CIAA has hosted men's basketball tournaments for historically black colleges for 73 years and women's tournaments for 44 years. This is the 13th year for it being held in Charlotte. People locally and around the country look forward to cheering their teams on and attending parties around the city. But there's more to the CIAA five-day event, says Raleigh native Hillman Evans, a graduate of Livingstone College.
The CIAA has given me an opportunity to work all of my talents, network with people from all over, build and communicate in ways that have shown me that if you connect with people, there's no limit to where you're headed.
That's the kind of message CIAA officials want to spread about the tournament. In the past, isolated violent incidents not associated with official CIAA events have overshadowed the tournament. Last year, about 100 shots were fired outside of an unsanctioned party in Uptown. Early yesterday morning, a man was shot in the leg outside of the Palace Charlotte nightclub during an unofficial event promoted as if it was sanctioned.
We have a licensing and attorney constantly checking websites and sending cease and desist notices for those who are using the brand and marketing their events under CIAA.
That's Jackie McWilliams, CIAA commissioner. As for CIAA parties,
every entertainer and every event that we have, we go through an approval process to determine what they're bringing into the mix of CIAA. If they've had past history with anything, we don't bring them to our conference.
McWilliams says they know people will go to the unsanctioned events and they have no control over those. But she says,
what we can control is our own messaging. When we're talking out in public and really pumping out all the great events that we have and what's official to the CIAA.
That means talking up events like the two-day student education conference, business seminars, and this career expo at the convention center.
So whenever that job is advertised, it's emailed to me.
Okay.
About 100 or so companies, school districts, and government agencies such as the FBI came to interview students. Jaleesa Sutton from Shaw University brought 20 students.
We're getting the word out. We're hoping that more students will participate in the Career Expo and job opportunities portion of this conference. And so, yeah, we want our students to have fun as well, but also to focus on their careers.
Students dressed in suits and ties lined up to talk to the recruiters. Twins Jashay and Jashelle Briggs were part of Sutton's group.
I think everything is really interesting. Even though I haven't met a lot of mass communication people, I still am interested in a lot of other things like education, and I've been meeting a lot of educational people today.
I brought my resume, and overall I have enjoyed meeting with the schools, a lot of good information about where I could do my student teaching, and it's very informational.
The Briggs twins will attend the games, but say they don't plan to go to any after parties. Tom Murray, CEO of the Charlotte Regional Visitors Authority, knows there will be lots of unofficial parties, and he says the city will be able to keep better track of them this year.
One of the issues was in permitting, and particularly permitting the unofficial events that the city worked hard on and created a new process and managing those so that we are able to better understand where these pop-up parties are going to be.
Police, fire, and other city agencies will have a master list of those events and can add extra security if needed, check to make sure they have a liquor license if alcohol is sold, and if not, more easily shut them down. Murray says negotiations will start this summer on whether the CIAA will be held in Charlotte beyond 2020 when the current contract ends. He hopes to keep it here, and so does McWilliams. But she says that will be up to her board. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.